not enough rebels. They wanted to argue it out. How did you get through? I asked. Walked, he snapped. Then, less belligerently, trade secret, Croker. Sorcery, of course. The lieutenant paused to hear One Eye's report, resumed his ceaseless prowl. I watched the Imperials. There were indications they were out of patience. One Eye evidently supported my suspicion with direct evidence. He, Goblin, and Silent started plotting. I am not certain what they did. Not moths, but the results were similar. A big outcry, soon stifled. But now we had three spook doctors to work the mine. The extra man sought the Imperial, who negated the spell. A man ran toward the city, aflame. Goblin and One Eye howled victoriously. Not 2 minutes later, an artillery engine burst into flames. Then another. I watched our wizards closely. Silent remained all business, but Goblin and One Eye were getting carried away, having a good time. I feared they would go too far, that the Imperials would attack in hope of overwhelming them. They came, but later than I expected. They waited till nightfall, and then they were more cautious than the situation demanded. Meantime, smoke began to waft up over the ruined walls of Rust. One Eye's mission had succeeded. Somebody was doing something. Some of the Imperials pulled out and hurried back to deal with it. As the stars came out, I told Tracker, "Guess we'll soon know if the lieutenant was right." He just looked puzzled. Imperial horns sounded signals. Companies moved toward the wall. He and I stood to our bows, seeking targets that were difficult in the darkness, though there was a bit of moon. Out of the nowhere, he asked, "What's she like, Croker?" "What? Who?" I let fly. "The lady. They say you met her." "Yeah, a long time ago." "Well, what's she like?" He loosed. A cry answered the twang of his bowstring. He seemed perfectly calm, seemed unaware that he might die in minutes. That disturbed me. "About what you'd expect," I replied. "What could I say? My contacts with her were but sketchy memories now. Hard and beautiful." The answer did not satisfy him. It never satisfies anyone, but it is the best I can give. "What did she look like?" "I don't know, Tracker. I was scared shitless, and she did things to my mind. I saw a young, beautiful woman, but you can see those anywhere." His bow twanged, was answered by another cry. He shrugged. "I sort of wondered." He began loosing more quickly. The Imperials were close now. I swear he never missed. I loosed when I saw something, but he has eyes like an owl. All I saw was shadows among shadows. Goblin, One Eye, and Silent did what they could. Their witcheries painted the field with short-lived little flares and screams. What they could do was not enough. Ladders slapped against the wall. Most went right back over again, but men came up a few. Then there were a dozen more. I scattered arrows into the darkness almost randomly, as quickly as I could, then drew my sword. The rest of the men did likewise. The lieutenant shouted, "It's here!" I flicked a glance at the stars. Yes, a vast shape had appeared overhead. It was settling.